Good morning. I'm Jane Calhoun. I'm the Director of Clinical and Field Services for Delta Health Alliance in Stoneville, Mississippi. Delta Health Alliance is a nonprofit entity that was founded in 2001 to address the disparities in healthcare, both access and outcomes. Our agency financially supports collaborative community projects. We also participate in health education throughout the Delta, as well as implementing research projects ourselves. I'm going to talk with you today about one of the projects that we are have taken the lead on. I'm representing our CEO, Dr. Karen Fox, today. She's the primary investigator for this project. Her co-investigator is Dr. Susan Mayfield Johnson from the University of Southern Mississippi. I'd also like to take a few minutes to introduce a colleague of mine. I'm serving as project director on this project, but every project director depends on a project coordinator, and I've got Sheila Moten here. She's the one that, and everybody should have a Sheila. She's on the ground really implementing this project, so I've asked her to be available if you have information on any of the tools or anything that I mentioned, so feel free to contact Sheila. Wanted to tell you that this, first of all, I have no personal disclosures to make. And the project that I'm talking about today, the Delta Community Health Worker Project, was implemented in May of 2009 through funding through HRSA's Rural Health Outreach Grant Program. And as we were getting started with this project, we had an idea to also combine the community health worker model with another project that had gotten underway about 6 months previously. And this project is Delta Health Alliance's 21st Century Model of Primary Care Project. And Linda Wyatt is here. She's the director of that project. That project involves aligning with existing primary care clinics and asking them to try to transition to a patient-centered medical home model. Delta Health Alliance's funding is providing staff members, nurse practitioner, nurse, patient navigator, who is a licensed social worker, to work in the clinic, as well as two paid community health workers. So the idea was to be able to observe the effectiveness of the employed community health workers, while with our project we would be focusing on utilizing volunteer community health workers. What we anticipate finding through this project is that the volunteer community health workers can be very effective in supporting primary care teams. And we expect to see improvements in a patient's ability to self-manage their chronic disease, and we are focusing on hypertension, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. And we also expect to see an improvement in their overall health status. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting about my slides. Are you going to do that for me?
I can.
Okay, thank you. Can't multitask this morning. Wanted to tell you just briefly about the Mississippi Delta, and you probably have all heard that the Delta ranks highest among states for prevalence of heart disease, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity. But I had an interesting, and this slide shows you the mortality rates for some of these conditions, but I had an interesting comment made to me by Bruce Bracken, who's an epidemiologist with our Mississippi State Department of Health, and he said that what he's finding is that really the issue is lack of access to primary care, more so than prevalence of these chronic illnesses, which in 2005, when he made that comment to me, it has really spurred me on with some of these projects where we are working to improve access to care. Some of our challenges that we face in the Delta are similar to other rural areas. We continue to have transportation issues. Many of our patients are continuing to have to pay someone to bring them to a healthcare appointment. It's often hard to coordinate scheduled appointments with the schedule for the transportation services. Our regional cuisine, a lot of high-fat foods. We have a lot of poor dietary habits that we're all really working to change. The Mississippi Delta is one of the designated food deserts, and there are some recent initiatives to address the food system in the Delta. Another challenge we have is with our literacy rate. Not so much with the language barriers, but with the educational barriers. We probably have only about 2% Hispanics in our population. A big challenge that we have, and a challenge that makes this project even more important, is the shortage of primary care physicians, and I might add nurses. Most of our primary care docs are carrying a patient load 2 to 4 times that of their colleagues in other parts of the country. I don't know if any of you noticed James Nickman's piece in the Huffington Post recently, but I thought it was important to add that more and more people are beginning to recognize, with the shortage of healthcare providers, that the role of the community health worker is really getting a lot of attention, and I fully agree with the importance and the potential for utilizing these workers to support the primary care docs. We had a really successful program that was initiated a number of years ago in the Mississippi Delta called the Deep South Network for Cancer Control, which utilizes a community health advisor model to address the needs of cancer patients. This was a collaborative project between the University of Alabama, Tuskegee, University of Southern Mississippi, and through the project, they've trained over 500 community health workers. The project was so successful that Delta Health Alliance determined to replicate the project, utilizing trained volunteer community health workers to address the needs of our diabetics and hypertensive patients and patients with cardiovascular disease. The goals for this project, again, are to improve health outcomes. We anticipate improving outcomes over a variety of clinical measures by 25%. Our second goal, and let me back up and mention that one of our partners, besides the University of Southern Mississippi, is Delta State School of Social Work. So we're hoping to increase the retention of social work students in the Delta. I might add, too, that I think it's really important that these social work students are getting experience working with primary care teams. And for many of them, they were not even aware of the work being done by our community health workers, so it's been a real opportunity for them. Also, we hope to create a replicable model of the community health worker team concept that can be replicated in other rural areas. Our project has two components. One is that we are recruiting and training these volunteer community health workers, and then we're working to develop a process whereby these volunteers can work effectively with their local primary care clinics. You know, we have workers out there that are wanting to be assistants. They are an assistant to their community members, but oftentimes they don't know how to approach the primary care doctors to let them know that they're there, that they can be of service. So we are really working on developing a project whereby this relationship can be formed and that it can be an effective relationship. The second component of our project is to help facilitate a delta-wide and statewide network of community health workers in Mississippi. Sheila and I have been so impressed by some of the presentations we've heard about the advances in other states like Massachusetts and what they're doing in really formalizing their network. And we've already begun to work with key stakeholders in Mississippi like the State Department of Health so that we can achieve this goal working together with others in our state. Dr. Susan Mayfield Johnson from the University of Southern Mississippi, I mentioned, is a co-investigator, and she is the one that's responsible for providing the training for our community health workers. And her training does involve about 35 hours of core skills training. She does include training for the skills that were recognized as being important skills in the Patient Navigator Act. The other part of the training for our community health workers is something that Sheila is in charge of, and that is before the volunteers even begin working with a primary care team, there's a scheduled orientation time for them to really learn about the clinic processes, to learn about the tools they're using in their patient education, and just to build that relationship between the community health worker and the primary care team. And it was interesting, in one of the CHW presentations yesterday, there was a discussion about the resistance some primary care docs have to utilizing community health workers. And I think the physician that was moderating said that oftentimes these physicians are just not aware of the role of community health workers and how helpful they can be. So that's one of the things that we'll be addressing through this orientation at the assigned clinic. So many of you that are familiar with community health workers, I don't have to tell you that our training that we're offering will help these volunteers to really know how to help those patients access the healthcare system, to understand how the healthcare system works, that they will be able to encourage patients to learn to self-manage their conditions. They're going to be very able to help that patient know how to effectively communicate with the physician. And I will tell you in some of the lessons we've learned by observing the employed community health workers that have been so effective in the 21st century model, that one instance, a community health worker followed up on a patient who was a no-show, who had not been compliant with their scheduled appointment. The patient explained that the provider had a list of tests that she wanted her to get. This was an uninsured patient, so instead of telling the provider that she couldn't afford it, she just didn't go back to the appointment. So the community health worker was able to work with that patient, helping her understand that, you know, she needed to communicate that to the provider. I see I have 5 minutes, so I'm going to try to rush a little bit. This is a picture of our training, and you can see some of our participants in the training. They have a lot of fun as well as really honing their skills as community health workers. Our target sites for the clinic, and this is one thing Sheila and I were talking about this morning, a benefit of coming to a conference like this is that you learn that the challenges you're facing, the delays you're facing in your project are being shared by others out there. We had hoped to be a lot farther along, but we have accomplished a lot. We have done a lot as far as recruiting and training our volunteer community health workers. Having several of those employed in these 21st century clinics, Sheila has been very active in facilitating the development of the network. She puts out a bi-monthly newsletter to link these community health workers and letting them share best practices and resource information. But we are ready now, after a pilot project in which we used trained volunteers to support the primary care team at one of our affiliated clinics. We're now about to start working with two of our clinics that have agreed to utilize the volunteers. G.A. Carmichael is an FQHC located in Belzona, and then we have an MOA with the Sunflower Clinic in Sunflower County. So we're real excited about that. We'll continue to make our observations of the employee community health workers at the Good Samaritan Clinic in Washington County and Gorton Clinic in Humphreys County. Some exciting things that are going on with the employed CHWs, and I think I'm probably going to have to speed this up just a little bit, but they have been extremely effective in reinforcing the chronic disease education that a patient gets in the clinic. You've probably heard the statistics that 20 to 50% of the information that a provider gives a patient is lost within 5 minutes of that patient leaving a clinic. So it's been very important to have community health workers to reinforce that education. They have been instrumental in encouraging compliance with appointments and with other treatment recommendations. The employed community health workers have also been very active in their community, providing outreach not only to the patient's home, but to just in the community for health fairs and so forth. This is a graph that shows you how the ME Solutions, it's an interactive patient education module, the utilization has been increased about 60%, having the community health workers assist patients in utilizing this education module. They do it in they have a computer in a kiosk in the clinic setting, as well as laptop computers that they can take to the patient's home and sit with them and go with them through this educational model, which is web-based. They've also been shown to reduce the no-show rate in the Good Samaritan Clinic within the first quarter of having both of those community health workers. They reduce the no-show rate by 25%, and in the Mississippi Delta, that's a tremendous asset. And this is a quote that I got from Maxine Ball. Raise your hand, Maxine. Maxine is the patient navigator for one of the 21st Century Clinics. I asked her what she felt like was the most important benefit of having the community health workers, and she felt like their ability to go out to the home where they can have an opportunity to really develop a rapport with those patients. The reasons that we'll have for referring to our volunteers will be missed appointments, patients that have not been compliant, whose diseases are like the diabetes are out of control as evidenced by their A1C, and then to reinforce that education. This is the process when we go into one of our clinics, and this is one reason that they were so interested in working with us, because we were very able to show them exactly how this process was going to work, with Sheila being instrumental in accepting those referrals, sending them to the appropriate volunteer community health worker, getting the feedback, seeing that it's returned to the provider. And this is, again, is outlining the different responsibilities. Again, specifically knowing who's responsible for what is so important. Some of the outcome measures will be tracking or various clinic measures like A1C, BMI, LDL, cholesterol, and blood pressure, as well as the patient satisfaction with the navigator care that they are receiving from the community health worker. And then, of course, some of the process measures like the number of volunteers that are recruited, that are enrolled in the network, that sort of thing. Challenges that we are facing, similar to many of your projects, personnel changes in projects, clinic changes. We had one FQHC that opted out of our project at the last minute this summer. You know, any researcher is going to face those types of projects. When we start doing our collecting our data from the patient charts, that's also going to be a challenge. Want to call your attention finally to a commentary that was in the Journal of Ethnicity and Disease by Dr. Andre Cherington and her staff at the University of Alabama. She really looks at the positive and or the pluses and minuses of both the employed model of the community health worker as well as the volunteer. But she ends up saying that she sees that there's really a role for both of these in working to support our healthcare teams, and I fully agree with her. So you might want to take a look at that. So thank you very much. I appreciate your attention.